Be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you instant inspiration. Your only obligation in any lifetime is to be true to yourself. Being true to anyone else or anything else is not only impossible, but the mark of a fake messiah. This quote was found in the Messiah's Handbook, which is found in Illusions, which is found in the writing of Richard Bach. Your only obligation in any lifetime is to be true to yourself. Have you learned to be true to yourself? Do you know what it means to be true to yourself? Do you know what it means to be happy, to be filled with joy and love and harmony and right action? Do you know what that means? Most people don't. Most people think that to be happy, filled with right action, peace and love is to be a success in life, to have a business success and have a relationship success, to have a success in areas of being happy, having a healthy body, having a healthy mind, having a healthy spirit. Well, those things are unimportant. True, they are enjoyable. Who wouldn't say that they're enjoyable? They're very enjoyable. But it's not the direction we're really going. Your only obligation in any lifetime is to be true to yourself. Being true to anyone else or anything else is not only impossible, but the mark of a fake messiah. Now, why would the Messiah's Handbook say the mark of a fake messiah is to be true to someone else's point of view? Didn't the Messiah, wasn't he supposed to be true to God? Aren't we supposed to be our brother's keeper? Aren't we supposed to look at the world and see what it needs and then go and do it? So many people come to Church of God Unlimited, University of Healing, they want to be a minister. Oh my, they want to be a minister. And they want to go out and help the world. They want to go out and show the world what good living is. They want to show the world what being a spiritual leader is. They want to show the world how they have demonstrated magnificence in their life. And of course, they don't have the tuition for the course. They don't have the time to study the course. They just feel they have this calling. Well, I say, hey, go. Follow your own calling. If you're called to go and do something, go do it. And if that makes you happy, wonderful. But not under the aegis of the University of Healing, Church of God Unlimited. For the Church of God Unlimited teaches one thing, be yourself and have fun. This is exactly what Richard Bach has written here of the Messiah in the Messiah's Handbook. Be yourself and have fun. He says very clearly, be true to yourself. Now, how can you be true to yourself? Nobody knows how to be true to themselves, primarily because they don't know who they are. They don't know what their reality is. Now, Ellen has just spent 5 weeks traveling the world, and she's been with a very wonderful man, studying and learning and growing and sharing and being just fantastic. And as she was at the feet of this wonderful man all the time, she felt nothing could be more glorious, nothing could be more wonderful. And was it that way for her? Or was she facing some problems? And in facing these problems, did she face these problems like a master? Or did she face these problems like a caring human being? Like a very wonderful mother, like a very wonderful person? You see, we have to ask ourselves very carefully, are we true to ourselves? Now, if Ellen can answer this question, she is a master, absolute master. Ellen, if you had never gotten married and never had any children, and you met these people who would have been your children, but you don't know that, and you saw them with their problems, and they needed guidance and love, would you guide them and love them?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Because you know, Ellen, throughout the world are millions of people one in guidance and love. Throughout the world are millions of people who are in poverty, who are in great need, and I don't see you there helping them. Mm-hmm. I don't see you there feeding the sick and feeding the poor and raising the sick and raising the dead and curing the sick, you know, or whatever you do with the sick. I don't know. We don't know sick people. We only know people who are whole and perfect,
yeah,
because that's the claim they make of themselves, and that's the experience they have. But now, what does it mean to be yourself? Does it mean to be concerned about your children, your daughter, your son, and your grandchildren? Does it mean to be concerned about your former husband, who is always your husband anyhow? Is it important to be concerned about the people? We've got to go and meet these people because we promised them we'd come and be at their seminar. We promised that we'd do this and that. And are we doing it for them or are we doing it for ourselves? Are we going out and gathering these people together and giving a talk because of them or because we enjoy it?
Because we enjoy it.
We enjoy it. Well, you see, you're getting close. And therefore, if we are 5 minutes late, what difference does it make? You know? We were at our 3-hour morning affair on the second day, I think it was, and I didn't have a clock or anything. And I'd asked Ellen to wake me. And so Ellen said, sure I will. Well, she didn't. Somehow she forgot the whatever it was. And she went down to the meeting, and they all sat down, and they said, I am God, God I am, I am God, God I am. And they were just having a wonderful time without me. And I was sound asleep in my bed. And then about, that was 3 o'clock, I should have been there. About 3:30, I woke up, and I looked
at the clock?
I didn't have a clock. I just felt, oh, I guess I could hear the singing.
Yeah.
And so I prepared myself, went down, and sat down with her and did it. And then later she commented, what happened? You know, why weren't you there? Were you doing as you sometimes do, not appearing at the beginning and seeing if the show can continue without your leadership, you know? And I said, yeah, all of the above. Plus, I overslept. And I didn't really care. I went down there, and whenever I'm there, I give them 100% of myself. I share totally what I believe and what I am. And they love it. They eat it right up. I said, I eat it up too, because I teach only what I am. I teach only what I believe. And it's a wonderful thing. But now, we were to have a silence seminar. No one was to speak during the entire seminar, night, day, meals, anytime. And so we had that for the first day and a half. And the people looked like they were dead on their feet, this straight face, you know, they wouldn't look at anybody. They didn't want to make a smile. They didn't want to fall off the wagon, not at least the first day or so. But I would ask them questions, and you know they weren't supposed to answer me. So they looked away the other way. And it was a really wonderful communication we had. So I said to Ellen, that's enough. We're talking. At supper time tonight, at supper time, we're talking. And Ellen says, well, what will the cook say? The cook has just got used to the idea that we're not talking. And now what's the cook going to say? He's going to think, what is this crazy business, you know? And I said, Ellen, you know, whatever you think the cook's going to say, the cook's going to say. So Ellen says, well, I think he's going to like it. And I said, that's great. And so Ellen spoke to the cook and told the cook that we were going to speak, and he said, wonderful, wonderful, how great, you know, I miss your smiling, laughing tones around here. When you're not talking, it's very quiet and, you know, not so salubrious. So, you see, we did it for ourselves, but in the doing it for ourselves, we reflect upon so many others and get so many other people working on those things. And it was very interesting. Very interesting. If you are being yourself and having fun, magic happens in your life. Wonderful things take place in your life. But if you're not being yourself and having fun, then you got a problem. And when it's okay, and when you have a problem, then it's usually concerning somebody else. Now, I was watching our handyman put the tractor tire in the back of the Expedition there, and I noticed he was working the handle to open it, and I thought, oops, maybe it didn't get unlocked. And so I signaled Ellen that perhaps we should open it for him, and then as Ellen was rising, he opened it himself. Now, why don't we just, I mean, he's an intelligent man. He knows where the unlock is for the trunks and so forth. And if he doesn't, he sure can figure it out. And we just don't give people credit for what they are, because we don't have credit. Would you like someone to come and open it for you? Sure you would. And that's very foolish. You want to do it for yourself. Now, on the book here, Illusions, we didn't have a copy handy here. And so I said, Ingeborg, would you give me a copy? Thinking she knew where it was on the shelf here, but we had already given that out to Dorothea yesterday, so we didn't have the copy from the shelf. But Ingeborg went back to the other room and found it and brought it out. And I thought to myself, now, I have no right to ask Ingeborg to do anything. I have no right to ask her to do a task that is my task to do. It's my task to have that book. It's my task to be ready for whatever our talk is going to be. And I'm being myself and having fun when I'm fulfilling my task. And when I go asking Ingeborg or anybody else to do my task, I'm not happy. I felt quite guilty asking her to do that when I should have gotten up and done it myself. And you say, for goodness sakes. And it's true. It's true. We get all these crazy ideas about ourselves, and we just don't know what we're doing, and we're wondering why they happen to us. Well, it's because we forget to be ourselves and have fun. Your only obligation in any lifetime is to be true to yourself. Being true to anyone else or anything else is not only impossible, but the mark of a fake messiah. Think on these things. Enjoy these things. And with us, be a wonderful messiah. I love you, and have a wonderful afternoon.
Yes. Thank you.